Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program is Monday the 13th. What do we have, like Friday the 13th? A lot of problems on Friday the 13th, but Monday the 13th.
Yeah, you can play about Friday the 13th. Monday the 13th is worse.
Yeah, right.
No, it's better.
How so?
Monday the 13th is going to be a great start.
Let's shake this out.
Yeah.
Shake it out, baby.
Results
of our poll. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden on the Good Day program. So over the weekend, a lot of things happen. People like to get caught up. But I like to start with the results of whatever happened in yesteryear or yesterday. Is there such a term as yesterweek? There's yesteryear. There's is there yestermonth or yesterweek?
What?
Yesterday.
Now.
Yeah, why wouldn't we? Let's adopt this reform as we start the new week. We are allowed to make up words as long as they make sense. Yesterday makes sense. Yesterweek makes sense. Yestermonth makes sense. And yesteryear. Why not? We've started something new. How about that? All right, so in terms of what happened last week, the one of the big stories last week was, as usual, when we look at the talkers' top 10, the 10 things that were the focus of lots of conversation in the News Talk Radio world, the political essence of Democrats versus Republicans. Mrs. Clinton has done what no one ever thought she would do. She's gone where no man has gone before. At least with the name of Hillary Clinton, she has announced that she will run for the presidency of the United States of America.
Really?
What?
What a shock.
My God. Spoiler alert.
Richie, we have, I believe, through the miracle of radio, progesterone, testosterone, and what's the stuff you take for your thyroid?
Testosterone?
No, you don't take
progesterone.
Thank you.
I knew it was one of those
hormones. What is going on today?
Yes. All right. Yes, because I haven't had any sleep for so long. I did actually get some sleep last night, so I may be a little bit on the silly side. And speaking of silly, here's Mrs. Clinton announcing her run for the presidency.
Americans have fought their way back from tough economic times, but the deck is still stacked in favor of those at the top. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. So you can do more than just get by. You can get ahead and stay ahead, because when families are strong, America is strong. So I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, because it's your time, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
Not our time, it's your time.
888-302-3684. That's the dial-in line here. You can update us with your thoughts on Mrs. Clinton's announcement. 888-302-DOUG. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken or Rich at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter Good Day. So what's the social media reaction to the fact that former Secretary of State Clinton has officially announced that she's running for the presidency?
I'm looking at the Twitter trending topics right now.
Yes.
She ain't on it.
Really?
Really?
Not on mine anyway.
I saw her yesterday quite a bit.
Really, what'd she have to say?
Well, I mean, I saw her trending quite a bit yesterday.
I saw her on Facebook, yeah.
Really? All right, so
you know what I think is cool that she's doing?
You're the official guy when we get to you. Go ahead.
For the first, I think it's month, she's just going to small, tiny little campaign events, like 10 people in their homes. Like if you were running for Congress and you did that. And she's doing it through Iowa and I guess New Hampshire.
Yeah, she has to do Iowa this time because remember last time she lost.
That's where she got clocked. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that's cool. You know, when you think of Hillary, you think the Clinton political machine, dynasty. You don't think small coffee get together in somebody's living room in Iowa. And when I heard that, it it kind of put her in a different light for me. Okay. So we'll see how it goes. But you know, but she's out.
Can you ever imagine yourself in any circumstance, Rich, voting for Hillary Clinton?
No,
never.
When she starts out, you know, it's all the one percenters and everybody else. You know what? You're a one percenter.
I know when you would vote for her.
She's a one percent of a one percenter.
If she's running against Elizabeth Warren, you would vote for Hillary Clinton.
Absolutely.
I would.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You can't.
But
think,
that's not going to happen. I mean, we're talking about the general election.
Oh, in the general election, maybe
right.
not. But in
right.
primary,
if she's running against Elizabeth Warren, I'll switch to Democrat and go vote for Hillary.
If the Republican nominee is secure at the time of the primary in your state, and it was Hillary Clinton versus Elizabeth Warren, then who would you vote for? Kenny, that'd be a good one for you because you're probably more likely. Although I'm not predictable, I would. If there's a solid Republican by the time it becomes primary day, and it's not solid between Mrs. Bush or whoever, Mrs. Bush there.
That's a split.
That's a Freudian, right? Exactly. Between Mrs. Clinton and Ms. Warren, what would you do?
I don't see a Republican candidate emerging.
Uh-huh.
The three, well, there's two so far.
Well, sure.
Marco Rubio is going to announce today.
Right.
Yeah, he's a waste of time.
All the potential or assumed ones, I just don't. The party is so fractured,
mm-hmm.
and they're mm-hmm. attacking each other. I don't know what's going to come of it.
See, I don't know if I would call it. I mean, I think that both parties have a lot of infighting. But what I mean, just at my core, what I think is refreshing is that the Republicans are kind of doing what they're supposed to be doing during a primary season. And that's presenting many candidates for people to choose
right.
from so that the people can dictate which direction the party goes. The thing that I don't like, and I don't think that Hillary Clinton is the worst choice, believe it or not. I think Elizabeth Warren would be a much worse choice than her. But I think that the Democrats have done more of a coronation with Hillary Clinton, where no one out of respect is running because Hillary Clinton's just the assumed candidate that they're putting forward.
I'm not sure about that.
Like who? What's the other option on the left?
O'Malley is the only other option.
O'Malley's
not
an option.
But he's the sacrificial lamb that they're going to put
up against. I grew up in Maryland.
Her.
O'Malley's not an option. I'd vote for... If O'Malley were on the ticket, I'd go vote for Hillary. I'd dig my dead dad up and make him vote for Hillary if O'Malley were the other option.
There's a visualization. All right, so there we have it. What was that number? What on the countdown last week? Like number six, I think, Kenny, right?
I remember something like that.
Presidential
think, yeah.
politics. It'll move up to probably number one or number two with the announcement of Hillary Clinton, whose main focus, so says she, is middle class economics. So you can let that sort of chew on a little bit, let it work around in your brain, and then let us know what you think. What do you have for comments, Kenny?
Well, Kimberly says, good for Hillary. I've been ready for her to run, and I'm excited that she finally is.
Uh-huh. Good.
Steven says, Citizens United will be the end of us until we overturn it. It doesn't matter who runs.
That's wow. I think there's an accuracy there that is right on point. Yeah, Citizens United has ruined the political process, and the Supreme Court has helped to stamp other decisions that have ruined the situation. You talk about the one percenters, and then you talk about the middle class. If there's such hypocrisy in that, if you're running as a supporter of the middle class, then the first thing you do is say, I'm going to overturn the Citizens United ruling, because the middle class has no say whatsoever. The Koch brothers have the say. George Soros has the say. And that's who has the say, not you. So that's what you do. That's very astute. What else, Kenny?
Dan says, if Hillary is elected, it'll be like the United States had a stroke.
How so? What does that mean? Had a stroke? But doesn't go anywhere? Everything stops now. Hillary actually would be a good functional... she's well organized and does a lot of... She's very smart and knows how to work. I was thinking how she would be president if she could handle what was on Madam Secretary last night, which was...
Isn't that funny timing that Madam Secretary came out?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you, because you guys both, well, I don't know Ken so much, but I know, Doug, you have been a proponent of Hillary. You like her a lot. So what do you think are her top accomplishments?
Top accomplishments?
Mm-hmm.
I think that she has a way of bringing people to the table. I think she has a way of, I think she would work with the Republicans a lot better than Barack Obama. My sense is that there was a lot of her behind Bill, and now there's a lot of Bill behind her. You know what I mean? And say what you will about Bill Clinton, he accomplished a great deal as president. A lot got done when he was president.
Here's the deal. He's got a likability factor that she doesn't have.
Uh-huh.
He's the popular guy in the corner of the party, and she's not.
But here's the other side of it, though, Richie. Remember when Obama said, "I don't know who I'm running against"?
Yeah. Bill or Hillary?
That's
right.
The same factor that will show up here.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be all over the place.
Where did I hear the other day that he said he wouldn't be campaigning for her?
Okay, believe that.
Come on.
Yeah, I know. because think about this now. Bill's got his legacy, and, so far it's a pretty good one, right?
Yeah, right.
If Hillary becomes the first woman president history maker, what happens to that other Clinton presidency where...
His legacy gets better with her as a...
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. And they make more money.
Oh, they make tons more money, but does he need more money?
Well, I mean, when you...
All the big shoes.
I don't think that's an ego thing for him. I think he would see it as a win for himself.
888-302-3684. It's 18 minutes after the hour, Monday. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day way for you to while away all those moments you have nothing else to do.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Need a great tractor to help with your chores? Get a Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to plan a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boss beer for the Boston Massive responses.
I want to run through the halls of my high school. I want to scream at the top of my lungs. I just found out there's no such thing as a real.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Just for you, Dudley.
Dan the man.
Here he goes.
Oh,
Jesus on Monday.
It was Richard T. Can't love you back. Knock me off my feet. Let it all
and one of the great pop singers is getting the Johnny Mercer Award, which is the highest honor bestowed by the Songwriters Hall of Fame. He was inducted into the hall in 2003, but he's going to be honored in June for extenuating circumstances, or in extenuating circumstances. One of the most clever and creative people, I think, anyway, that has graced us with his pop presence. I've always been a big fan of Van the Man, so congratulations on that.
I've seen him once, and really? He did a, it was at Jazz Fest, and he did a whole a blues set.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do any of his stuff.
No, he likes to do the blues stuff.
Blues set.
Yeah, well, he does a lot of jazz and blues.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
Great.
But when you go see him, I've seen him four or five times in concert, and the first couple of three, I saw him once in San Francisco, I think I saw him in Boston, I don't remember where else I saw him. But when he performs the hits, that's really what people go to see when you see somebody in concert. But he got off in the last, well, I haven't seen him lately, because the last couple of times I went to see him, he did, as you were suggesting, Richie, a lot of jazz stuff. He didn't have his band, he was just sort of doing it himself.
Yeah.
And it didn't rock with the crowd, if you will.
For the deeper.
Right, yeah, right.
Yes,
yeah, right. Yeah, but he's his own man, that band. Also on this date in 1958, another Van Cliburn, earned first prize in the Tchaikovsky International Piano Contest. How many people remember pianist Van Cliburn? Raise your hands.
Not I.
Not me.
Not many. No. All right, so that's for the moldy, oldie, goody, goldies in the crowd. 26 after the hour, Doug Steffen and the Good Day program for Monday. It's, hi, Bob, it's Monday.
Hi, Bob.
So the usual moments that we bring to you at this time, monologues from late-night shows, but because it's Monday, we do SNL, and here is the first joke about Mrs. Clinton.
Early polling shows that Hillary has a substantial lead over her nearest Democratic challenger, the margin of error.
Here's the joke about Mr. Obama and Mr. Castro shaking hands.
At the summit of the Americas on Friday, President Obama shook hands with Cuban President Raul Castro. But don't get your hopes up for peace, because the only time I've ever seen a black guy and a Cuban guy shake hands was in the ring before a fight.
Okay. All right, now we have to give equal time to the Republicans, right? Here is the joke focused on Rand Paul and Jeb Bush.
Rand Paul announced that he is running for president, and his slogan will be "Defeat the Washington Machine, Unleash the American Dream," which is a lot better than Jeb Bush's slogan, "Buy two Bushes, get one free."
Here's the focus on the new Apple Watch.
Apple made its new watch available for pre-order on Friday. Consumers are disappointed that it doesn't have a camera, while police are happy that it doesn't have a camera.
All right, here's the focus on a recent op-ed piece that Ben Carson wrote.
In an op-ed in the Washington Post, Republican presidential hopeful Dr. Ben Carson said that he wants to get rid of the selfie stick, which raises the question, what does Ben Carson think a president does?
You got to think about that one. Finally, the focus on Duke fans.
Duke beat Wisconsin 68-63 to win the NCAA championship. Afterwards, disappointed Wisconsin students took to the streets to riot the only way white people know how. Without consequences.
Nice. All right. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with David Korn and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, President Obama is the first president to suggest mandatory voting in America, as they have in Australia. Your reaction?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ow! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and David Korn. Barack Obama became the first president to suggest the idea of mandatory voting, as they have in Australia. This a good idea?
I think you two, David and Mark, might not know it yet, but I believe this will be orthodoxy on the left within 5 years or so. And when we're on the show 35 years from now, it'll be the question of whether the mandatory voting system's actually working or not. And people who oppose this idea will be accused of racism the same way people who support voter ID and other ballot security measures are accused of racism. Now, I think it's a terrible idea.
And I used to think that it was kind of maybe perhaps too coercive to have government do that. But then I read this piece by this brilliant fellow who compared it to jury duty. You might even know him, Mark. And that kind of got me thinking, well, if there are, you know, certain civic obligations imposed on us already, this might not be so burdensome. So I'd like to, you know, at least, I think it's an interesting intellectual debate.
So, Mark, you favorite?
Sure.
See, and this goes to my argument. As Mark Green goes, so goes the left.
That was your Both Sides Minute. Today with National Review's Rich Lowry and Mother Jones's David Korn.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Steph and Good Day program. Thank you all for the wonderful thoughts that continue to come.
I've seen you just reading this Facebook again.
Yep, I have, and I appreciate it. It was a beautiful weekend on the farm. Beautiful weather. A lot getting done, finally. It's nice to come back to that. It's just tough to come back to it the way that it is.
Have you been doing some work this weekend?
I did a lot of work, actually. Moved a lot of equipment around. Started to spread manure. Found a field that was dry enough that I could actually get on it. And I'm putting things together because I'm going to have a big auction in a month. No, probably a couple of months. And all that stuff's coming together. Plus, just picking up after I did a lot of appraisal and assessment of what actually happened, what got broken, what fell apart over the course of the winter. But there isn't any snow left, and I guess that's a good positive thing. Richie, you don't have even aware. Yesterday, out and about, it was 70-something here, and I think it'll be that way. It looks like it's going to be that way through the week.
75 today.
You've got a little rain maybe tomorrow. Yeah. So the poll question today at DougStephan.com focuses on the inevitable. Remember, your money must be in. You have to have your tax form in, but the money must be in receipt or on its way by the 15th, midnight on the 15th. So our question today asks how you did on your taxes as the deadline gets close. A, I paid over $1,000. B, I paid between $500 and $1,000. C, I paid less than $500. D, I got a refund of less than $100. I got a refund between $100 and $500. I got a refund over $500. I still have a couple of days. What's the rush? Yes. There you go. So where do all of you fit in on this? Did you have to pay, or did you get money back? Richie?
I'll get money back.
Yeah. Kenny?
Yeah.
I usually have to pay. I work it out so it's like $50 or so.
That's good.
Not much.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's good.
No, that's good. A lot of people don't do what you do, Ken, is get it so that they're
just right.
Getting the most amount of money that they can every month.
Yeah. I'd rather just have to pay $50. That's pretty good.
So what are you going to have to do, Jen?
I'll be getting money back.
Good. Okay, so that's good. Wish I could say that. I think I'm in the A category. But that's the way it is down on the farm, literally and figuratively. Where do you fit? Let us know. The poll is at Doug Stephan, StephanN.com. Last week, the polls, actually we had some pretty good polls last week. Some of them, and I don't say this disparagingly, are more interesting or are more readily focusable. Is that another word? Something that fits in. We always ask over the weekend, we list the top 10 talk topics, as I said earlier on, and how things shook out with you. 22% of you said the presidential prospects thing was the number one item. I suggest that will be actually probably in reality number one. It was number six or five or whatever last week. We were talking about Hillary Clinton announcing that she's running for the presidency. The next item that was on the list was the nuclear negotiations. I don't see that as being a lot of hoop. It doesn't do it. What actually was number one for me last week was what was number three on the poll, and that's the policeman killing the black motorist. I think we have we've lost or are losing our way when it comes to all of this. Here's another. You may or may not have seen the footage showing a reserve deputy officer shooting an unarmed black man in Tulsa over the weekend. Yet enough. Is there a day that goes by? Have we come to that in America that every day we're going to expect to see some sort of information about a white policeman shooting a black man? Tell me a week. Has there been a week since the beginning of the year when we haven't focused on one of these incidents? Whether in the top 10 topics.
Is it the news media looking for?
Looking for?
Because I can only think of
handed to, this is they're handed it on a silver platter.
Yeah.
The news media doesn't have to look for it. It's happening.
I'm wondering, has this always been happening?
Well, that's a good question.
The police are always
shooting
engaged.
White people? Black white people are
arresting
black
somebody, having scuffles, conflicts, shootouts. It always happens. It's police.
So
duty.
If that's the case, it's what?
It's police. They chase people that are breaking laws. And
right.
But these people aren't. The fellow that got shot the other day, what law was he breaking last week? The one that...
he was running away.
He was running away. The police because he had child.
So he gets shot in the back by the policeman?
No, that's not right.
That doesn't justify anything.
Okay. Right.
But he was doing something.
But
he was
doing
running
something.
Away.
There was a cause for him to get pulled over.
Mm-hmm. All right. You leave me speechless. 888-30.
That's true?
I didn't say that it wasn't true. The guy was running away. We have all these incidents. Whether it's the news media, you know me, I am not a fan of the news media. I think the news media is self-serving, self-righteous, self-absorbed, and not very good at what it does. Having said all of that, I think the same for, unfortunately, most of the police forces in our country. Not the police themselves, but the management that allows these people who ought not to be police to get on the force. So that these incidents, there is a better way. There's always got to be, or not always, but more often than not, there has to be a better way of handling these situations than shooting the perpetrator. Unless the guy's got a gun and he's aiming it at you, then you need to shoot him. Other than that, more often than not, what I render out of this or what I get out of this is that the and I use the East Haven Police Force in in Connecticut is an example of this, not only because it's run by a fellow that went to school with me and is a friend. He ran the Framingham Police Department and ran successfully other police departments. But East Haven had exactly the problem that we're talking about here. Shootouts galore. East Haven is a very heavily black area. New Haven is a black area. All of those big cities in southern, well, not even in southern, all the big cities in Connecticut, whether it be Hartford, whether it be New Haven, whether it's Hartford and New Haven, Yale is in, not in New Haven. Yeah, Yale is New Haven. There's another city that I'm thinking of. Okay. So for the point that I'm trying to make here, that these heavily charged cities, heavily charged because there is a racial overtone to many incidents that the police have to deal with. And East Haven, which is the one that I'm actually focused on anyway, it's not really a suburb of New Haven, it's a separate entity, and it's almost as large as New Haven, had unbelievable problems. It was like Ferguson. You remember when they were in the news? You can Google East Haven and the police there, go back 4 or 5 years, and the kinds of things that were going on there were pretty much the same as what we heard with regard to Ferguson. Only because a bigger city, there was more focus, they fired pretty much everybody in the police department, certainly the leadership and officers, and they brought in my friend. And what he did was modernize the equipment, modernize the thinking, got the unions on his side, and fixed a deplorable situation. Any one of you can Google it and see how the thing is turned around. So now, where they were loaded with these kind of problems, now, do they still have problems? I'm betting they do, but they don't have, and I don't know this for a fact, but I know they don't have the problems in regard to race and with the press. And as a matter of fact, I think the last time I was thinking about this was a couple of weeks ago, when that town was focus of either a major television or newspaper article about how to fix police departments. So if it can be done there, it can be done everywhere if you want to have this kind of thing not be a problem in your community. I think that's pretty much what I'm saying, Richie. When you hear me talk about the police, it usually is disparaging, because I think they create or allow to be created their own problems in many circumstances. Is it easy to deal with the kind of trash and corruption that there is out there? No.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Police don't show up at your house if you're a model citizen.
Don't go into the police department if you expect an easy ride. That's not what the job is about. It's like signing up. It's like Bo Bergdahl goes into the military and expects to have a pretty easy time of it. You don't. It's not what happens. You've got to expect that you're going to get shot at.
You know who has the answer?
Who's that?
Oh, Laramie has the answer.
Will Stack.
Will Stack is?
You go to our video of the day.
Mm.
I saw this yesterday trending on Facebook all over the place.
Yeah.
Will Stack is about a 24, 25-year-old black guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he got pulled over by the police.
Right.
And after he did, he pulled over and he made this short video, which
is the audio. The video is there, yeah, but the audio you're going to play for us, right?
And it's all over the place, yeah, here it is.
Usually I don't do these kind of videos, but I feel like this one was necessary. I was in Lexington maybe about 10 minutes ago taking care of some business, and I was pulling out of the courthouse, taking a left. And the lane was filled up with traffic, but the turning lane that was a few feet up ahead of me was free. So I made my left turn, and I proceeded through the median until I got to the turning lane. An officer pulls up behind me, throws on his lights. After understanding that he was there for me, I pulled off to the side, and he came up and he said, how you doing, yada yada yada. So the reason I pulled you over is for improper use of the median. He told me what I did, asked for my license and my registration. I gave that to him. He left for a while. Now, I will say that while he was gone, and while he was with me, I made sure my hands were on the steering wheel. I made sure to speak very politely, as I always do. I did what he told me to do. I handed him the information, and I sat there, and I waited, and I turned my music down. A few minutes later, the guy comes back, hands me my stuff, and he explains, you know, the median needs to be open for emergency vehicles, blah, 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 blah. I was in the wrong. I didn't realize it. I just did it out of habit. He gave me a warning, and I was about my way. Now, the point of this is to say that I am an African-American male. This gentleman was Caucasian. There were no problems. He did his job. I did what I was supposed to do. And that was it. I feel like people need to understand that not all officers are crooked. Not all officers are racist, bad people. Mm-hmm. And not all people who get shot or tased or arrested by officers are innocent victims. You know, just because you're black doesn't mean you're a victim. Just because you're white doesn't mean you're a racist. Just because you're a cop doesn't mean you're a bad person. This world really needs to stop putting labels on people and things and see them as who they are. People doing jobs, doing things. Ignorance has no color. God doesn't see color. Why should we?
Oh, man, give that
That's really good.
Yeah, I love that guy.
Yeah, good. All right, says it all. We don't have to say any more. Reactions if you want. That'd be a good place for you to use facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. Please watch our video of the day at dougstefan.com. Let us know what you think. Now it's time for us to all tell you what we think about Super Beats.
Love it.
Super Beats. Richie loves it. Jennifer?
Love it.
Kenny?
Yep, what they said.
What are they going to say? That they don't like them? No, they're not going to say that.
No, but I need energy all the time, and this is helping me.
Yes. We have turned this program around from a lazy-sounding bunch of stupid people.
Hey.
Now, because we're on Super Beats, we sound like we really are. We are awake, alive. We're poignant. We have personification. We've done it. We've got it all because we have gotten the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon of Super Beets. We put them in some, we put those grindings from the Super Beets into a glass, and there you go. You're going to have a better day because what happens, beet juice is rich in nitrates, which leads to nitric oxide helping your muscles use oxygen much more efficiently. Get the oxygen around to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs, to your heart, to everything. Gives you that pickup. Let's go. Let's start the day moving in the right direction. And the right direction for you right now is to dial 800-655-4183 to get the same pickup that Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I get by using Super Beats. Go to DougLikesBeats.com or try 800-655-4183. You are going to, within 20 minutes, you'll feel what we're talking about. I want you to feel it too. So call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free when you order a regular amount. The money-back guarantee goes forever. You'll get a book called Beat the Odds, which explains how this all works.
Get it.
Free shipping. Get it. Beat the Odds. Get it.
Get it.
Get it. Get it. 800-655-4183. Get it. Or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at a low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week at beautifully distressed Click Strand Bamboo. It's easy to install, and now it's $229. That's about half what you'll pay at other stores. Plus, 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 12-month special financing. You trust our value. We value your trust. For quality hardwood, see the flooring experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
They are looking for 24-year-old Bud.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
The hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time, and in a moment we're going to focus on, well, actually three or four things with the Apple Watch that seem to be on people's minds. And is there anything else going on in the world of technology other than what Apple does? Well, strangely, yes is the answer to that question, and we'll bring you down that road in just a moment here on Good Day.
Right now, a pirate takeover of an oil tanker is being thwarted off the coast of Africa. Right now, terrorists are being watched from 10 miles in the stratosphere. Right now, a school is being built for children in a third world country. Right now, America's Navy is working around the world, around the clock, protecting everything we hold dear back home. Visit Navy.com to learn more.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with FloNase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Social Security is the foundation of financial well-being for millions of people in retirement. But for many, the program can be a complicated maze. Jonathan Peterson is the Executive Communications Director at AARP.
Everybody has questions about Social Security and wonders where they stand in terms of Social Security and what can they anticipate getting one day from Social Security.
Peterson answers those questions and more in his book, Social Security for Dummies. The second edition was recently released.
This is a critical benefit for people, and it's a very good idea to, when you're younger, to have an idea about what it means for you.
One of Peterson's top tips, don't claim retirement benefits as soon as you're eligible.
If you're able to wait to age 70, you're going to end up with a benefit that is 76% higher than if you claimed at age 62. That translates to many thousands of dollars for people, especially if you live a long life, as hopefully you will.
Learn more at AARP.org.
There's a recent report that confirms many of you are going to be able to retire one day. Isn't that nice? It takes some time, a little bit of planning. Make your savings work for you as you get into your golden years. Listen to this overview, a positive pitch from Brian Osich.
It's National Retirement Planning Week, and according to Prudential's 2014 Planning for Retirement, the Role of 401ks in Retirement Income Report, retirement readiness is within reach for Americans. Prudential Financial's Bruce Ferris.
We found that for working Americans who participate in their employer's retirement plan, if they start saving just a few years earlier, age 25 versus 35, and continue working a few years longer, age 70 versus 65, they can reduce the percentage of their pay they need to save for retirement.
Ferris says this research highlights the strength of the nation's existing retirement system.
Prudential and our entire industry has made vast progress in reshaping the retirement income marketplace and developing solutions that allow Americans to convert their savings into income once they've stopped working. We'll continue to lead the effort to educate Americans not only about the importance of saving for retirement, but also about its attainability.
For more on the research, visit Prudential.com. That's financial fitness from Prudential, Prudential Financial Incorporated, Newark, New Jersey.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
All right, speaking of wait, the Apple Watch is going to set you back. Well, the price is started at $349, but it'll go as high as $17,000
crazy
for one of these things. 1 million people have placed an order for an Apple Watch. The first day it was available, 1 million orders.
Sold out already.
Wow. For one of these puppies, with most going for that cheap model, since intelligence said an e-receipt data from 9,000 online shoppers indicated 957,000 people have pre-ordered this watch. They did it last Friday. They ordered more than one, spending $503 per watch. 62% purchased the less expensive one. If they bought the Apple Watch Sport, they spent $382 per watch. If they ordered the mid-tier Apple Watch, they spent $707. Unlike with past iPhone and iPad launches, Apple did not make the first-generation device available for purchase in the stores. Instead, you were able to start placing your orders on Friday at 3 o'clock.
You know where you can buy one?
In the morning, no. Where?
Many of those millions sold are on eBay.
Already?
Yep.
Yeah, for twice as much as they paid for them.
Yep.
Yeah, 59.
This is the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers.